News out of Hoosic Falls has swirled around the chemical contamination in drinking water and the ongoing fight for a new water supply. And that was before flooding earlier this summer washed out roads and damaged homes. But many locals are looking to the future. Gene Andrick, a lifelong resident, had the idea to hold an event to teach anyone looking to open or expand their business how to find funding.
I wanted to kind of move forward and have some positive things happening. We have other people in the village doing some social type events, but my concern is filling empty storefronts in our village.
Andrick is a certified counselor with SCORE, which aims to help small business get off the ground. Next month, the nonprofit is hosting the Hoosic Falls Open for Business Workshop. There, entities like the Small Business Administration, New York Business Development Corporation, National Grid, local banks, and others will share info on getting funding. Andrick said the village could use businesses like a bakery or restaurants, but it's also unique in the amount of space available.
Once people come to our village and see a couple of the new startups that have occurred in the village, a lot of millennials coming in wanting to get out of the city, the whole focus is take a look. There are a varied amount of sizes, square footage that are available, from very small to even a 5,000 type facility that could encourage a number of things.
Partnering and organizing the event is Briggs Buzzle, Economic Development Director for the Village of Hoosic Falls. She came to the village earlier this year after working for the Greater Portsmouth Chamber of Commerce in New Hampshire.
I have a love for Hoosic Falls, and it seems that everyone in Hoosic Falls has a love for Hoosic Falls. There's a great pride in this community.
In her new role as Economic Development Director, Buzzle assisted with a recent rebranding for the village. In June, the village board voted to approve a new logo for Hoosic Falls. Buzzle, a millennial herself, said she's seen the energy and other young people coming into town.
We have seven new businesses opening up in this next year, so it seems like a great place that you want to come and nurture a new business and grow and have local support. So I think it's a great area for it.
The event will be held Thursday, September 14th at the Hasey 3 Armory on Church Street. It's free and open to the public. For more information and more recent stories about Hoosic Falls, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.